Pesach, everyone focuses on the Haggadah. And Shvi and Achron Shel Pesach somehow gets swept under the rug. By the time you get to the end of the Chol HaMoed, you're exhausted from the Seder. You're exhausted from the Chol HaMoed trips. And you don't have much time to focus on the Inyanim of Shvi and Acharon Shel Pesach. So I want to show you a few ideas, some themes in Shvi and Acharon Shel Pesach. Okay, first idea, it's not necessarily Shvi Shel Pesach, it relates to the Simonim. Shulchan Aruch has put down a simon that all the days of Pesach, Pesach is the first holiday, it's Chodesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chodashim, it's the first holiday, and this holiday sets the tone for all of the Moadim in the year. And there is a simon. And the simon is the first 6 days of Pesach, for whatever reason, the seventh day is absent from the simon, that itself is topic of discussion, is a simon for the another holiday this coming year, or last year. Let's go one by one. Aleph, the first day of Pesach, we interchange the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last letter of the Aleph Beis. So what's the last letter of the Aleph Beis? Tav. What does Tav stand for? Tisha B'Av. Whatever day, the day of the week in which the first day of Pesach falls will be the day of the week in which the coming Tisha B'Av will fall. And being that this year, the first day of Pesach was Shabbos, that means Tisha B'Av is really Tetz B'Av is Shabbos. We do not observe Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, so we push it to Sunday, but the ninth day of Av this year will be on a Shabbos. At. Second day, Beis, we interchange with the second to last letter of the Aleph Beis, which is Shin. And what is that referring to? Shavuos. The second day of Pesach was Sunday, Mitzvah Shabbos. That means Shavuos. This year it's going to be Mitzvah Shabbos. It's going to be a Shabbos to be able to rest on Shabbos in preparation for, you know, the Seva, Yidister, Agav, Hachana, and you'll be able to be wide awake for Tikkun Lel Shavuos. Okay, third day of Pesach is, we interchange with the letter Resh. That means Rosh Hashanah. This coming, so therefore this year, Pesach, the third day of Pesach is Monday. Rosh Hashanah will be Monday. Sunday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Sunday night and Monday will be Rosh Hashanah. That's the third letter of the third day of Pesach. The simon, we interchange Gimel with Resh. Fourth day is the fourth letter of the Aleph Beis is Dalit, the fourth day of Pesach. We need to change with the fourth to last letter, Kuf. That refers to Kriya. Kriya means to read, and refers to Kriya Satorah. The ultimate Kriya Satorah is Shmini Atzeres. Is when we lay in the Vizoy Sabrocha, we Messiahim, the Kriya, it's a little bit of a doichik, right? It's not Simcha Satorah, Shin, but that's what it says, it's Kriya Satorah. Shmini Atzeres will be on a Tuesday, right? Shmini Atzeres will be on a Tuesday. That's what it means. Second day, correct. Okay, then we come to what I really want to discuss now. Today is the fifth day of Pesach. Mm-hmm. That's today. Today is Thursday. Right? Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm getting confused. I said the right yom today. I said, I remember. Kill the Kamos Hashem. I said the right yom. I remember because I remember yesterday. I was saying, yesterday was my father's yard site. So I said, Kaddish, and the yom is very short. I made sure to be on. It's a short Kaddish before you blink. They already finish off the Kaddish, the yom. Okay, today is Wednesday. That means what is the fifth letter, the fifth to last letter? What comes before the letter Kuf? Tzadi. What is Tzadi? Tzom. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur this coming year will be on a Wednesday. Vav, the letter before Tzadi is Pei, and that refers to Purim. That means Purim should be on a Thursday, but it does not mean it means Purim L'sha'ovar. It means Purim last year. When was Purim? Purim was on a Thursday?
Thursday.
It was on a Thursday. I didn't remember anymore. Purim was on a Thursday. That's a little bit strange. Why is it when it comes to the last day, the last simon, we go backwards instead of going forward? The first five, going backwards, we're finished. The first five, we go forward, And Vav, we go backwards. Mm-hmm. What about Zion? There is no simin for Zion. Okay, there is no simin for Zion. Why not? That's how it is. And some say that that's going to be Mos HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to come on whatever the seventh day of Pesach is. That's reserved for the Yom Tov of Olam of Mos HaMashiach. Whatever that is. Okay.
Friday?
Yeah, this year it's Friday, right.
Mashiach. So,
Mashiach can come on Friday. I don't know. I don't know. You're right. So maybe it means I don't know what it means. I don't know. It's not brought down. Shulchan Aruch Zion is not mentioned. Okay. Now, so I want to point out something interesting.
We have another thing.
Yeah.
We have Peleg. Peleg,
right?
Purim
Lag BaOmer come on the same day. Purim Lag BaOmer come right. Peleg. That's right. They come on the same day. Purim Lag BaOmer. So yeah, over here, the Simonim, the first 6 days of Pesach, today is the fifth day. Today is the day of Yom Kippur. Tomorrow is Purim, L'sha'avar. What is the significance between the fifth day and the sixth day? So I saw, unrelated to this, trying to put these two ideas together, the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer is a whole drasha explaining the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, they sang Shiur, and he makes a calculation of exactly how they travel in the Midrash. Let me tell you the Chassam Sefer's calculation. Maybe I should take a Chumash. It's a very precise calculation based upon Midrashim, exactly how Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Parsha begins, B'Shalach. Vayi B'Shalach Paro Yasa'am. The first day, they traveled Vayasev Elokim Esam Derech HaMidbar Yamsu V'chamushim Alu V'nei Yisrael Mi'er Yisrael V'yikach Moshe Es Atzmos Yosef Imo. Okay. V'yisu Misukos V'yachanu V'esam. The first day they traveled, this goes back to the previous parasha, the first day they left Mitzrayim. Now we know Rashi tells us the reason why we sing Shiva tomorrow is on Friday is Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And the laning for Shvi'i Shel Pesach is Oz Yashin. Why? Because it was 7 days after they left Mitzrayim, they traveled for 7 days until they came to the Yam, and on the seventh day from their journey, the Mitzrayim chased after them into the Yam, and the Mitzrayim drowned, and they sang Shira on that day. Therefore, on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we reenact what happened at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we sing Shira. The first day they left Mitzrayim, on the 15th day of the month, they traveled to Sukkos. It was a one-day journey from Egypt, Ramses, to Sukkos. On the second day, Vayisu Misukkos, Vayachanu Ve'esam, they traveled to a place called Esam. On the third day, they went backwards. They went from Esam back to Sukkos, Lifnei Pi Hachiros, Bein Migdol Uvein Hayom, which was right near Sukkos. That's how the Chassam Sefer explains. And they stood there. They didn't go anywhere. They just sat there for the next 2 days. Let's review. The first day, they went from Mitzrayim Ramses to Sukkos. The second day, they went from Sukkos to Esam. On the third day, they went back to Sukkos. Now, Sukkos is a one-day journey from Egypt. Then, we're up to now day four. Day four, Paro sends spies. This is all brought down in the Medrash. He sends spies to follow what exactly the Jewish people are doing. And on the fourth day, the spies returned to Paro and told Paro that the Jewish people are lost in the desert. They're going backwards. Although they went forward 2 steps from Ramses to Sukkos and from Sukkos to Esam, they've now gone backwards to Sukkos on day 3. They're lost. It took the Egyptian spies, 1 day to return back to Paro on day 4. Day 4, the Jewish people remained stood put. They did not go anywhere. Day 4 and day 5, they remain opposite Sukkos. And then day 4 is when the spies return to Paro and tell Paro the Jewish people are going in circles. On day 5, Paro decided we're going to chase after them. And the entire day 5, they traveled from Egypt to Sukkos. On day 6, They were in hot pursuit. The Jewish people in the beginning of day 6 saw that Mitzrayim was right opposite them, and they fled for one day towards the Yam Suf, the entire day 6 and the night of day 7. And the night of day, and then in the morning of day 7, they went into the Yam, and it was Kriyas Yam Suf. So the way the Chassam Sofer explains, let me review one more time. Just to give them the calculation, because it's important to the idea I want to bring out. Day 1, they travel from Mitzrayim to Sukkos. Day 2, they travel from Sukkos to Esan. Day 3, they went back to Sukkos. Day 4, the spies traveled and returned back to Paro to tell Paro what exactly the Jewish people are doing. On day 5, the Egyptians traveled from Mitzrayim to Sukkos. That means on day 4 and day 5, the Jewish people did not travel. They remained at Sukkos. Day 6, the beginning of day 6, they saw that right behind them were the Egyptians. They were chasing after them. They were about to overcome them. They fled. And the entire day 6, the Egyptians were chasing after the Jewish people. The Jewish people were moving, and the Egyptians were moving right behind them in hot pursuit. On day 7, the Jewish people went into the Yam Suf. The Mitzrayim went after them into the Yam Suf. The Jewish people came out and they survived, and the Egyptians drowned. So comes out something very interesting. On day 5, the Jewish people did not travel. They just remained in their location. But the Egyptians were chasing after them. On day 6, the Jewish people were fleeing from the Egyptians. The Egyptians were traveling, were chasing after them, and the Jewish people were chasing after them. What did they do when they were running away? They cried, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. They were bringing mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many Mepharshim point out this idea. They say there's very great significance in the 6th day of Pesach in the parallel to Purim. Because Purim was the time where Lech Kinosis Kol HaYehudim, gather all the Jews, Vitzumo Lavial Tochel Vial Tishdu and Yishmi Mispal. The whole essence of Purim is Tfilah. We all know that. Lech Kinosis Kol HaYehudim. Day 6 of Pesach is the simin for Purim Mishal Avar. Whatever day of the week Pesach, the 6th day of Purim falls, is a simin for what happened for the Purim. And whatever day of the week that the 6th day of Pesach falls upon will be the same day of the week in which Purim will fall upon from last year. So we do see that there is a parallel, there is a relationship between Purim and Pesach. What is the relationship? The relationship is that both of these days are days where the entire Klal Yisrael recognized a tzara. It was an ace tzara. And they were mispalal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Hashem said this is not the time to pray.
That's right before they went to the Yam. The Pasuk, Hashem said that to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says clearly that the entire Klal Yisrael were Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem.
But where were they doing? On the 6th day?
On the 6th day. On the 6th day.
The Pasuk says
yes, on the 6th day. That's how it's interpreted by many of the Mepharshim. That's the parallel between the 6th day of Pesach and
so
the younger Purim. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu privately, it was then the 7th day, and Bnei Yisrael were running, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there by the Yam, and Moshe himself decided now he's going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem said to Moshe, now it's not the time for you to daven, just go into the Yam Suf. That pasuk is said to Moshe on day 7. But the entire Klal Yisrael did come together in tefillah on day 6 when they saw the enemy was pursuing them. Yeah.
And in the Purim story,
yeah,
days of prayer and fasting come out on Pesach.
Correct, right. The story of Purim occurred on Pesach. The fasting, the beginning of Pesach. The Sudas Esther, the second day of Pesach specifically. The Uvatel, correct.
But 3 days of? I never understood why.
Okay, that's a separate issue. Right? Well, the point we're bringing, is that there is a parallel between the 6th day of Pesach and the Yom Tov Purim, because both of these days are days where the Jewish people saw in front of their eyes a tzara. Purim was a time where Haman was goyzer lahashmid laharug labedes kol hayehudim, and what was the response? Lech kenosas kol hayehudim to be mispal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The 6th day of Pesach is where the Jewish people picked up their eyes and they saw, look what's going on. Right behind us, a couple of feet away, they're chasing after us, they're going to kill us. We are going to be dead in a few minutes. Let's run for our lives. And while they run for their lives, they were mispal. Okay, next step. We all know that there is a relationship between Yom Kippur and Purim.
Right.
And you don't have to. There are hundreds of parallels between the two. The Garolos, the Purim is called Purim is a Garol on the Ikra Avoda, the Sorla Hashem, the Sorla Azazel, and Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur is Kippurim. It's like Purim. That this Torah, we all heard this Torah. There's many similarities between these two Chagim. What is the relationship between the two in light of day 5 and day 6? We have now established that day 5 of Pesach is a parallel to Yom Kippur. Day 5 of Pesach is Tzom. Whatever day of the week, the fifth day of Pesach falls, will be the same day of the week in which Yom Kippur will fall. Day 6, we already discussed, is a day of Purim L'Sha'avar. If day 6 is parallel to Day 6 is a parallel to Purim. Day 5 is a parallel to Yom Kippur. And we know that there is a relationship between Purim between Purim and Yom Kippur. So the answer is, what happened on the day 5? On day 5, the Jewish people were resting. But the Mitzrayim decided, we're going to attack. And they mobilized their army. And they proceeded to travel the day's journey from Egypt to Sukkos. The Jewish people were not aware of this. They were not aware that an army is being mobilized to come attack. Purim, it was clear as day. There was a plan. Haman and Achashverosh had a plan. And the plan was sent throughout the entire world. Mehodu v'yad Kush. Lahashmid laharugu la'abed eskol la'yehudim. Was clear as day. But on the fifth day of Pesach, the Jewish people are sitting put, not going anywhere, and there's a terrible decree upon them, and an entire nation has been mobilized, Sheish Meos Rechav Bachor, the 600 chosen chariots of Paro have been mobilized, and they're in their armor, and all their war machines have been put into play to come attack the Jewish people. And the Jewish people have no clue what's happening.
But there's one difference.
Yeah.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them back from...
Correct. That's a separate issue. Ein Hachinami. Hashem sent them back to... Hashem... But that's irrelevant. That's a different point.
That's
not relevant for our discussion. That's a different point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, told them to go backwards. Fine. It's now day 5 of... It's irrelevant why they went backwards. Right now, it's day 5 of Pesach. It's 5 days since they left Mitzrayim. They are resting in front of Sukkos. In the area of Sukkos, Lefnei Piach Hiros, which is in the vicinity of Sukkos. And at this moment in time, on this day, they have no clue that back in Egypt, which is only 1 day journey from where they are currently located, the entire Egypt is immobilized to attack and destroy Klal Yisrael that have encamped 1 day's journey from Egypt. And they're on the way. And Klal Yisrael, they're sitting ducks. That is the difference between Yom Kippur and Purim. We come Yom Kippur, what happens? It's Yom Hadin. Yom Kippur is Yom Hadin and Shemayim. The Mekatrugim are all lined up. There are Rachman Litzlan. All the sins are there. All the Mekatrugim, all the Malachim, this person did this sin, and this sin, Aschinam, and there's Avodah Zarah, and there's Gilai Arayis, and there's Shvi Chastam, all of these sins. There are terrible things in heaven being, Chas HaShalom, being put in play against us. And here we are, Yom Kippur, we're totally oblivious. We have no idea what's going on. We don't know what's going on in Shemayim. We don't know the Gezerah, what's happening. And that's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's something happening in another world. It's Yom Hadin. And we mispalo, and we bring korbanos, and hopefully through our korbanos, the gezerah ra is batal. Purim, it's not a secret in Shemayim what's happening to us. It's in the street. Every single person throughout the entire world, on this day, at this time, on Yudal Radar, that's it, there's no more. We see here in these 2 days the direct parallel between, not only, see, the point we want to bring out is, we get a little bit more of a taste of the contrast between Yom Kippur and, what's the difference? there's a Yom Kippur, and there's a Purim. Everyone knows all the Torah. There's a girl on Yom Kippur, there's a girl on Purim. On Yom Kippur, it's all about clothing. The Kohen Gadol wears the Kohen Gadol goes to Lefnayev Lefnim, and he wears the clothing the big day. Zav, he takes off, and Purim is the clothing. Mordechai, he wears the sack for Efer, and then he wears big day Malchus. There's so many parallels between Yom Kippur and Purim. What does it all boil down to? Well, you look at Pesach, we have Simon, and we have day 5 and day 6. On day 6, the Jewish people are aware of the danger. They see Egypt right behind them, and they're running, they're fleeing for their lives, and they misspell the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what Purim is. The danger is obvious. They're fleeing, they're praying for their lives. But that we can learn from this what happened the day before on the 5th day of Pesach, which corresponds to Tzom to Yom Kippur. B'nai Yisrael, they're resting in Sukkos. It's a beautiful day. They have their Sukkos up. They're enjoying their time there in Sukkos. They have no idea what's going on. In a country, Egypt, the whole country is being mobilized to destroy them. That's exactly what Yom Kippur is all about. We have no idea what's going on in Shemayim. We have no. It's all we know is Emunah Pshuta. It's a Yom HaDin. It's a scary day. Mi Yichya, Mi Yomus, Mi Yishafel, Mi Yarum. Who knows? Who knows what's going on in another world? We have to be Mispala. We see here the parallel from day 5 to day 6. That's the only point I want to bring out. I think there's something here. There's an idea here which is worthy of mention. Okay, let's go to another idea. This idea I also find ties very well into Yeshaya. Ilmalim Nikra Iyav Shalom Amar. I saw this idea. Are you familiar with Rav Mordechai Druk? Zecher Tzadik Livracha? Rav Mordechai Druk was. I'm not familiar. He appears to have been a very big gadol, very big Rosh Shiva, who's nifter not long ago. So they have they put out from him Svarim. Very good Svarim. Jewish Machshava, fascinating. I was talking in the Svarim store. I can't buy every safe that comes out. But I saw it. I asked the person there, what's a good... So he says, this is a good safe. So I said, what's so good? So he says, listen, if you're not going to buy it, it's not going to be around. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be sold out. I mean, I know that. You're not going to see it again. So now's your only chance.
Good sales.
No, he's not. I know he's not telling this to the guy, because I know him personally, and he's not just saying this. I knew he was saying the truth. So I brought it. Okay, it's every time you buy a saver, it's a risk, because everyone has different tastes, and there's so many svarim, and some you like, some you don't like. Sometimes you go the whole safer. It's just not my taste. It's not my style. It's good safer for a different person.
That's what you told us yesterday, though. You take a risk.
It's a risk. It's a risk. Sideboard. And I got a lot out of it. I'm very happy because this sefer has a lot of teichin. At least everyone is different, but I got. So he says there's an incredible idea. And he says, not his idea, he develops it. He says the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the idea comes from him. And if not for him saying this, you couldn't say such a thing. It's a tremendous chiddush. Shvi Shol Pesach is Shira Asayah, right? We say, Oz Yoshe Moshe, we sing the Shira. In fact, among many groups, Hasidim, there's a minog, on Shvi Shol Pesach at night, everyone comes to shul, and they sit around, they do this by Bergman? They do this way? Not yet. They come around the shul, what?
He goes to Dura.
Everyone comes to shul the night of Shvi Shol Pesach, and you sing together Oz Yoshe. There are different nigunim. Everyone, there are a lot of nigunim, the old nigunim, these traditional nigunim, and you just come and the Rav speaks. But the ikar is not the Rav's drasha. The ikar is the olam should sit. You don't, not like Kriyas HaTorah, should sit and sing in a slow, heartfelt nigun Oz Yashir. There's such a minuk. There are shuls today that do that. I think of a Frankel shul, they do it. What?
A
lot of people do this. The sing Tikkun Leil Shvi Shol Pesach. Tikkun Leil Shvi Shol Pesach. It's a beautiful minhag. To sing Shira. Shvi Shol Pesach is all about singing Shira. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach asked the classic question. We learned this in Yeshaya, and we learned it's in Melachim, and it's in other Sfarim, Tanakh, it's all over the place. The miracle of the downfall of Sancheirif. We discussed it so much. Chizkiyo HaMelech, was threatened. Sancheirif, Asher conquered just about the entire world. He conquered Aram, the allies of the Malchus of Yisrael, and then he conquered the Malchus of Yisrael, and he sent the Aseres HaShvatim into Golus, and there was no Malchus Yisrael. It came to an end. Half of the fell, whoever would have imagined. There was no more Malchus Yisrael. It was bottle. The three waves of exiles, we learned all the Pesukim Yeshaya, and now he's starting to attack, to finish off Klal Yisrael, to attack the Malchus of Yehuda. And indeed, he began to pluck out communities here and there surrounding Yerushalayim. There was a delay. He had to go back to Kush. He had a little problem. There was some rebellion. He had to go to Kush and to Mitzrayim. Fine. He went to Kush and he came back. And he conquered many, many communities that surrounded Yerushalayim. And the only thing he has left to conquer is Yerushalayim. He comes there with his generals, a million generals, all different numbers, 100,000 generals, I forgot all the numbers, how many soldiers, all different midrashim, I forgot all the numbers.
180,000
generals.
No, soldiers? 185,000
soldiers. And some learned those were the generals. I think the 100 was the generals, and that means each one had the army, could have been millions of people, different midrashim, whatever it is. A hoinrav, enormous army. And what happens? In the middle of the night, a miracle occurs. In the middle of the night, the malach comes, wipes them all out. They're all dead. Every single one of them is dead. The only survivors, a child can count the survivors. Does that mean 6? Does it mean 10? Does it mean 2? Does it mean 3? We learned all these sukkim, Yeshai, all different.
Nebuchadnezzar
was one of them, correct. He was one of them. A few people survived. Yeah?
Didn't that take place on the first night of
Pesach? Yes, it did. It took place on the first night of Pesach. But that's not the point I want to make. Okay, it took place, the miracle happened. The Gemara, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Moshiach and Sancheiriv Goy Gumagog, and this would have ushered in the era of Moshiach. And we learned Pesukim Yeshayah, fascinating prophecies about Moshiach, what should have been, what could have been, but somehow it didn't happen. Just dissipated. Why? So Chazal tells us because Chizkiyahu made the fatal mistake. He did not sing Shira. Had he sung Shira, he would have been Mashiach, Asher would have been Gogumaguk, and it would have been over. Mashiach would have come, and the world would have been a different world from there, from then on, and who knows what would have been. But he didn't sing Shira. And the Malachim came to Hashem and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, is it fair to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach? David HaMelech, who did not witness such great miracles, he sang Shirois V'Sishpachos, and you didn't make him Mashiach. You're going to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. And everything that you did to him, and he did not sing Shira, Hashem said, you're right, he's not Mashiach. Olam Kimin Hagoy Nohog, we'll have to wait for another time. So the question is, Taka, why didn't he sing Shira? What's the big deal? What is the big deal? Why? Everyone asked this question. So why didn't he sing Shira? So there's no good answer. There really is no good answer. Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, as recorded in the Sefer Dorash Mordechai from Hagoyin of Mordechai Druk, he says, Shlomo Zalman Arbach explains, you know why Chizkiyahu didn't sing Shira? Because what was Chizkiyahu's legacy? Torah. Until the time of Chizkiyahu, Klal Yisrael, they were not holding by learning. His innovation was Bodku Midon Viad Be'er Sheva V'loy Matsu Tinek V'tinokos. There was not a Baki in Taharas. There was a sword put on the entrance of every base medish. If you are not a Baki B'cholat Rekula, you will be stared by this sword. We have those Psukim Tzor. There are different Psukim which describe the incredible intensity of the Chavivos and the Chashivos HaTorah that Chizkiyahu HaMelech instilled in Klal Yisrael. You have to learn Koilel. That's it. There's no Parnasa. Only Koilel for Klal Yisrael. That's what we think today we're living. This is nothing compared to what Chizkiyahu was like, that life was like in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And in that Sechus, the Klal Yisrael survived. They would have been wiped out in that Sechus. We all know that people who are holding and learning, Mikra Hadin, Toirasoi Umnaso, you're potter from everything. A person who Me'ikun, we don't do this today, but person, terasu, nasa, you don't have to daven. You just sit and learn. In ancient times, the Beis Medrash, there was no minyanim for Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv in the Beis Medrash. There was a Beis Medrash, and there was a Beis Hakneses. In the Beis Medrash, you learn 24/7. Davening? You don't daven. If you're not holding by learning, you're a shtickle shvach, and you're not holding by learning, so now you chayiv in tefillah, you chayiv in tefillah, so you go to the Beis Hakneses for the shvach abachrim, there's a Beis Hakneses for the balabatim, they don't learn the whole day, then chayiv to daven, so you go there to daven. But here in the Beis Medrash, it's kula Torah, learning. You potter from parnasa, you potter from davening, you potter from every mitzvah. Person that's oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. The ikur mitzvah is Talmud Torah. If you're learning Torah, you kemat potter from every single thing in this world. You don't have to make parnasa, that's for sure. and you don't have to daven, and you don't have to even do mitzvos. All you have to do is learn Yom V'Layla. Mikra Megillah is an exception. When it came to laying the Megillah, I knew you give a clap. This was before Chizkiah, it was the fourth time Mikra Megillah. You give a clap, they lay the Megillah very quickly, 20 minutes, fast, Baal Koreh. They lay the Megillah back to learning, back to Torah, nothing but learning. We are so far removed from this idea of the real Torah, but there does exist such a thing. So Chizkiah said, you know what? If we're Isaac and Torah, everything is Torah. We're part of from Tefillah, we're part of from Kolter Rakul. We don't have this thing Shira. Well, we're going to go have a national anthem. We're going to have a day. We're going to have a Yom of Hallel. We're going to give a clap, everyone out of the Beis Medrash. We're going to all line up together and we're going to sing Shira. We're going to train everyone how to sing. And we're gonna have people they're gonna invest time and effort to compose song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Hashem for the salvation, and we're gonna have a national day to commemorate the miracle that happened to us on this day. We'll have piyutim in the Haggadah, bitul Torah. To properly sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of bittul Torah. No. Torah is the most important thing. There's no bittul Torah. If you're not going to do it right, don't bother doing it. We're not going to invest the amount of time that we need to properly sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his cheshbon. And that was a mistake.
Why?
Because even though you're a ben Torah, and Torasu Naso, and you're part of from Kol HaTorah Kula, and you're part of from Parnas, and you're part of from Davening, you're not part of from singing Shira. Shira, to recognize the Yad Hashem and the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is where Rav Duk, this is really where he comes in to explain why, because it's Chil Hashem. Because the whole essence of the enemy who tried to destroy us, they were Mechorei from Agadif. They were mechallel the shame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said the Klal Yisrael, they're nothing, they're garbage, and we're going to destroy them, we're going to obliterate this nation. It brought about the methodology and the approach of Sancheriv, brought into this world an incredible chilul Hashem. And when Klal Yisrael was spared, it is their duty to restore, to remove that Chil Hashem, and to show the world, to sanctify Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to remove the disgrace that Sancheir put into this world. And that is so essential, to remove the Chil Hashem that has been brought about by our enemies, it overrides even Talmud Torah.
So, for example, Sancheir, he would have gone home Pesach night and had a Seder and said, they're good, no? Remember, I was learning in Rabbi Kiva, the only time they called the Beis Medrash,
What I'm saying is,
there were certain mitzvahs.
They did do.
They would have. They wouldn't say, oh, I'm going to learn all
okay.
night, Pesach night.
But they should have done something extra special. No. I don't know the exact what. I just exaggerate. You put them all mitzvahs. I don't know the exact gedar. There are rules. A person who's Torah, im nasei, ben Azza, he never got married. Because nafshi chashka b'Torah. Is that right or wrong? I don't know. I don't know the Gedarm. I don't know on his Madrega. What?
He was criticized.
He was criticized.
But I'm giving a parallel of saying Shira. When you, yeah.
No, but that's for the Seder. That is a Haggadah. That's been established by Dov. That's been established from the Yetzias Hashem. We're talking now a new event. There was a new event that happened, a brand new event. A new event that happened in this world. Sancheriv was posed to the wipe out Klal Yisrael, and he was Mechorev from Magadav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was an incredible miracle. We were saved. So all of a sudden, so this Rav Shlomo Zalman explains it's a halfway of a fellow to say such a thing. That's what he says. He says, in order for them to properly create a new Shira, not just let me go, we'll take the Kapitel Tehillim that they said for Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we'll say the same Kapitel, we'll give a clap on the people, we'll say a Kapitel, and we're finished. That's not Shira. Shira is, you do it right. You compose original, new compositions of song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go on television, you go in the media, and you tell the world, you sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael. This was the duty of Chizkiyahu to do for Klal Yisrael, to mobilize Klal Yisrael, and to remove the Chilul Hashem that Sancheiriv brought into this world through his conduct. Klal Yisrael was saved, a whole army was wiped out miraculously overnight. It's now the duty. This takes time and effort. It's not going to happen overnight. Maybe this should have been done commemorated every single year. There would have been a new holiday, for all we know. We're not dealing over here in 2012. We're dealing over here in the time of the Nevi'im. We're dealing over here, no, this is before the miracle of Hanukkah. Before there was a Hanukkah in a Purim, certainly there could have been another Yom Tov for what happened in the time of Chizkiyahu. Okay, we're dealing over here in the time of the Nevi'im. This takes time and effort. It requires a lot of bittul Torah. That's to do it right. And question is, he felt it's not the right thing to do. Torah is more important. Wrong. Shira, to sing song. You're part of from davening. You're part of from parnasa. You're part of from mitzvos. But you're not part of from shira. And this is the Musar Haskel of Shvihi Shal Pesach. Shvihi Shal Pesach Oz Yashir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael Sashir Hazos Hashem. You have to appreciate the requirement, how important it is to properly express thanks and song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that here a nation of Egypt tried to obliterate Klal Yisrael off the face of the earth and they were defeated. Their attempt is the Chilul Hashem. The very least we can do to take away some of the Chilul Hashem is to sing a proper Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the significance, the toikef of singing Shira on Shvi Yishol Pesach. It's a powerful idea, I think. Okay, so we'll stop with that. Tomorrow we'll do a little more Jewish tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll also lean out. Yeah, same thing tomorrow. 10:05. Tomorrow, 10:05.